Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The disciples of John and the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord.
How appropriate that on this day where our nation honors the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that we hear this gospel. Because in this gospel, Jesus is telling us, just because we've been doing something doesn't mean it's correct. And Jesus is challenging every single one of us to do better. You see, this gospel, he challenges them and says, so you've been doing this like this forever, that doesn't mean it's correct. I'm going to show you a new way. And one of the greatest things that we need to do as God's people here on earth is to look at one another as God's children. My friends, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Does it matter where you were born? Does it matter if you went to college or didn't go to college? Does it matter if you're male or female? We are all the same in the eyes of God. And this gospel is telling us to do better. And if we're honest and we really look in our hearts right now, we could all do better at loving one another, can we not? It's tough at times because we do have differences. We do see life from a different perspective. But what unites us, my friends, is far greater than what divides us. So we have a choice to make. We could strive to do what Jesus is telling us to do, which is to change our ways and to do better. Or we could do what they did in the gospel who didn't want to change and resisted where the Holy Spirit was leading them. So my friends, as the disciples of Christ, wouldn't it be wonderful if we were known at this parish for the way we loved one another? You know, our slogan is all are welcome, right? We're proud of that. But do we live that out every day? We could all do better, myself included. So on this day where our nation pauses to celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, we are challenged to love one another as Jesus instructs us to. So let's really be honest right now, and let's pause to pray for people that maybe we struggle to love. Maybe people that look differently than us. Maybe people of a different political party. You Trojans could pray for the Bruins right now, okay? Bruins, you pray for the Trojans. But let's do that right now. Who in our lives is Jesus asking us to love more? And let's pray for those people right now.